Welcome to Restly the Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how we improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve your health and wellness. I am Donetta D. Mooring, certified sleep science coach, certified holistic life coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Jonathan George, CEO of Unleash Your Rockstar, JG Entertainment, and personal branding agency, grand champion winner of Ed McMahon's Next Big Star, and an amazing speaker. Welcome, Jonathan, and thank you for your time and expertise.
Hi, thank you so much. It's great to be here. I was like, man, look at you with all those incredible titles. I love that. That's somebody getting out there, getting with it, building their brand. That's what we're talking about. That's amazing.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Same here to you. All right, so I'm going to get right back to the question. Well, we'll start with the question. Now, my first one is, what led you from entertainment to your own personal branding agency?
You know, it's everything. It's really funny. 4 years ago, I had a life-changing experience, and I'd kind of forgotten who I was because I was so busy building everybody's brands in the entertainment industry. And we didn't really call it personal brands. We were developing artists. And I went to this huge convention, and I walked away with so many clients, people saying, hey, can you build my brand? And I was like, well, yeah, I mean, this is what I've been doing for 20 years. So yeah, I could do this. And so I started working with entrepreneurs and CEOs, number one best-selling authors. And I just was like, man, I love this because it's people who are making a great impact on people. So I created Unleash Your Rockstar. We're a personal branding agency, and my clients have over 150 million online followers now. And it's just been an incredible experience watching these entrepreneurs go from really not having clarity, not really knowing how to show up, to having unshakable confidence and going after their businesses full force and just rocking it. And it's been a really amazing experience to watch and to witness.
That is wonderful. And it's good that you was doing it all along and didn't even realize it. So it's good that the clients came to you, so you didn't have to, that's one thing you didn't have to worry about, trying to find clients. If anything, clients was knocking on your door.
Right. That's not normally how it happens, but
right,
you know, I'm so big on people getting the right coaches in their life. You know, I mean, in the music mm-hmm. industry, yes. which I spent most of my life, like you said, I was the grand champion winner on Ed McMahon's Next Big Star. And just to kind of give you a little bit of background, I moved to Los Angeles in 2000 for my music career. And I was on Ed McMahon's Next Big Star, I was the grand champion. I had a record deal on the table, had just released my first single, released my album. I was working on my album and just released my first music video. And I get a call from the record label, and they retracted the contract because they found out that I was gay. And, you know, we think, what? That's crazy. That's not happened.
Yes,
this was 2000. Things are so much different now. But literally, my team tried to get me married. They tried to change my music. They tried to change everything about me. And it just took me back to being that kid who was relentlessly bullied for being the creative kid, the kid who had jazz fingers, you know, who's mm-hmm. always more creative than everybody else. And then my dad's a Pentecostal pastor. And what they did out of love, the spiritual abuse that I went through was so horrific. You know, really, all I could kept hearing through these times in my life, you're not good enough. You're not good enough.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
here I am, you know, just one grand champion and all of these amazing things. But all I could hear was, you're not good enough. Mm-hmm. How you are, who you are, you're not good enough. My team tries to change my music, tries to get me married. And I did not know how to show up. I didn't know who I was in the world. And all I knew was that I was not going to be a liar. I was not going to try to live, a secret life and a lie to the world. You know, and so I just said, okay, if this is what I have to do, then I'm going to give it up. And so during that process of my life, I became the kind of coach that I so badly needed in my own life. I need someone to help me rock the person that I was rather than try to change me and make me different, right?
So that's how
I got into all of this. And I've just been such a huge advocate on having a coach in your life that sees you, that knows you, that sees your abilities and what you can be in life. And so, you know, I'm advocating for this, but it's something that I never did find was a coach for my own self. So I am, you know, going, I said, you know what, I'm burnt out. I'm exhausted. I feel like I've just given and given and given. And that's what drove me to go to this mastermind. And I paid $10,000 to go to this mastermind. And literally the first hour, I was like, I cannot believe I just paid $10,000. They're doing things that I do with my clients every day. This is ridiculous. But I said, you know what? I'm going to do the work. Jonathan, you're going to just shut up. You're going to do the work. And let me tell you, it was one of the biggest breakthroughs that I've had in my adult life. And so it all comes down to having that right coach, the right person, the right team to get you to excel and to be able to really push to the other side. And so, you know, really that's what changed my life during this whole process was getting the coaching that I actually needed to push me. And in that process, it opened me up to be able to get clients and to build a whole other business that I never thought would even happen. I didn't even dream it would be. It fell into my lap by saying yes and doing the right thing.
Wow. Well, look, the next question, I'm glad you shared all that with me, and I appreciate that. That really, I know, will help so many people. Now, the next question is, this is something that you stated. Confidence is a learned skill, is what you stated. Can you briefly share what that means?
Yes. You know, it's really funny. At Clubhouse, you know, we met in Clubhouse, and I was just in a room with a guy the other day, and we were talking about social media and how social media can just completely demolish your self-confidence. And the guy comes on there, and he's kind of arrogant, and he was like, well, you either have confidence or you don't. And I said, well, 21 years of experience from my end says very much differently, right? Confidence is comes through being prepared, understanding who you are, why you're showing up, and how you're showing up to the world. See, when we understand ourselves, like personal development, you know, your whole thing is about sleep, right? And most people don't sleep because of anxiety, depression, not knowing, you know, there's all these things going on emotionally. However, when you understand who you are, you understand how to show up in the world, and you know how to be you. And it's just, it's like, if you said, Jonathan, I've got a speech to give, and I've got to stand out in front of 1,000 people, Tony Robbins asked me to come speak, I do not have the confidence it takes. Mm-hmm. Now, if you and I begin to work together, by the end of that, you're going to be like, you're ready to walk out onto the VMAs and perform, because we would have you so rehearsed. You would know exactly what you're doing. Even if you got nervous and messed up, you'd be able to pick up and just nail that thing the way that it needs to be, because you practiced it. You know exactly how to show up. And so it's all a learned behavior. For instance, you know, clients be like, when I worked with artists, they would get up on a stage and they would stand there and they were just crumbled. And so I'd walk up to them and it's like, stand strong. And they'd stand up strong and I'd push them over. Let me just tell you, the second time that I went to push them over, I wasn't able to, because they tightened up, they squeezed, they knew what to expect. And so sometimes we have to embody something until we can gain that confidence. And so confidence is a learned trait. It's something that comes through practice and knowing. And it's an amazing thing. I just got an email from a client yesterday, and she said, Jonathan, I feel like I am this caterpillar and metamorphosis stage. You have completely, you're changing who I, you're helping change who I am. Or to be able to not really change today, but to walk into who she is. And it's just one of those things of, it's like self-discovery, self-development. And
right,
it's just
yes,
a powerful
love it.
Thing.
Yes, yes. Oh my goodness. And it's like you, it's like the connection. So look, the next question, it's like you're so ahead of me. Now, of course, we connect on Clubhouse, you know, like you said, but what really resonated with me, I know people make money on Clubhouse, but when you stated, I made $120,000 on Clubhouse. What type of mindset, of course, I know you had a confidence and self-esteem, do you achieve to get that outcome?
Well, you know, again, it all comes down to setting clear intentions. The number one thing that you have to do is set an intention for yourself. What is it that you want out of any given situation? And so, you know, one of the things is that I walked into Clubhouse and I was so pumped. I was so excited. And I was just there for spending, 50, 60 hours a week because I was so just excited about something new. And so, but I wasn't selling anything. I wasn't offering anything. I was just speaking and really learning how to articulate all that I know in such a way that people could digest it. And that is not an easy thing to do, right? And so I began to articulate.
Right.
And then about 3 weeks into this, I was like, you know what? Jonathan, you're spending way too much time on here. This is way unhealthy because you're not, there's not a set outcome that's come out of this. You know what I mean? You don't really have a reason why you're showing up. And I think this is a problem that we all face is that we love to do things. We say yes to things without having that clear intention. What does that outcome look like? And then how do I show up powerfully in what my expertise is and outshine what I always say, become the blue duck in a sea of yellow ducks? How do you become that blue duck? How do you stand out? And so I learned listening to all of these quote unquote experts in personal branding, I was able to just kind of just start going above those other people because I was listening to how they were showing up and there was a lot of confusion on what they were saying. Their stuff wasn't aligning and there's a really big misunderstanding. So it really helped me to be able to start outshining people. And then I came in, I was like, you know what? I want this certain amount of clients to come out of this. I want joint ventures to come out of this. I was very specific on the kind of joint ventures. And I'm set right now. Not only did I make, you know, I've made over now, I've surpassed that 120K into some really great numbers, but also the joint ventures that I created are set to make $500,000 by 2022. And, you know, that all came out of setting clear intentions, knowing how to position my wins and my knowledge in a way that people would be drawn to me. And that's the key.
Goodness.
And so like my clients that are showing up on there, it's so funny because I'll go and listen to the rooms. I'll look at their bios that the bios do not make them an expert. They're not utilizing their wins and positioning it in a way to even be attractive. It's like a dating app, you know, where you're just picking bad photos of yourself. No, you've got to know how to position yourself. And then when people like they look at, read who you are and they're like, wow. And this is just in general how it should be, is if somebody reads something about you, you're positioning in a great way. And if you notice, I said at the very beginning, my clients have over 150 million online followers. That's an attractive asset, right?
Why, yes,
in full transparency.
Yes,
I'm going to be transparent.
Yes.
The second thing is I shared my story. And the reason why I shared my story is because it makes me ordinary.
We all know what it feels like.
We all know what it feels like to feel not good enough.
Right.
My story may not relate with you. You may not understand my story. But what you do understand is not feeling seen, not heard, not feeling like you're good enough. Right.
Yeah.
And then the third thing is that when you pull people in with that transparency and that vulnerability, then you really can show in this is what makes me the expert in what I do and why I am so passionate about making sure that I'm building the careers of entrepreneurs in a way that makes them dynamic. That you see why people are like, "Ooh, I want to work with him. He understands
right,
it. He
right,
gets it."
Right.
I'm just being transparent with all your listeners.
Yes.
I just want to be transparent and say, "Hey, this is how we do it." And then once that happens, then you've got to make sure that you have you've done all of the work for people to really that you can really deliver on what you're saying. And when people go to your website, do they catch you? Do they understand you when they're going to your social media? Does it truly represent you in a way that is very attractive? Because, you know, like today I worked for an hour, worked on the email signature for one of my clients. And he was on the phone and he's like, "Oh my gosh, I had no idea that this took so long to do this kind of stuff." And I said, "But these details are what makes people trust you, because they're like, man, this looks legit. This is not some, somebody just popped a pen up somewhere and is selling me rotten watermelons. It's like, no, this is legit. This guy has got his logos, got his branding on point. The colors are there. The wording's perfect." And people just respond in a certain way when you have all of your ducks in a row. Because that's when, even if you only have 1,000 followers, if you buy 500 followers, it doesn't matter when that branding is on point, the messaging is on point, because it builds the trust. So there's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot that goes into it. Yeah.
My goodness. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. I mean, it's I feel the passion. I hear it. And so I see why you are where you at. And it is important to share your story, because that makes a big, big difference. So thank you for that. Thank you for listening to Rest Leads the Revenue Podcast. We're going to take a quick break.
When you leave your business, do you leave the door unlocked? When facing legal matters in the business world, do not leave your business unprotected. There is help when it comes to business contracting, even collecting past due receivables from clients. An experienced attorney is critical to resolving disputes. Don't do it alone.
At SJS Law Firm, their mission is to partner with clients to help them achieve the business of their dreams and plans with timely and strategic legal advice. Their legal counselors and advisors committed, providing individualized service that is tailored to the unique needs of your business. SJS Law Firm provides the legal support you need to move forward with confidence. Secure the knowledge that you have a legal team watching out for your best interests. Don't leave the door open. Call SJS Law Firm, serving small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Call 202-505-5309. That's 202-505-5309. Or find them at the SJSLawFirm.com.
Hey, I'm Marcus Johnson, and starting September 18th, I'd like to invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. for the Flow Podcast with Marcus Johnson. Flow is spelled F-L-O with no W, and it means "for the love of." As an award-winning entrepreneur, musician, lawyer, professor, and most importantly, a dad, I've had many experiences that have taught me invaluable lessons and tools that we all can use to achieve our highest potential. We call it going deeper. If you're an entrepreneur looking for foundational strategies for creating and enjoying your success, a parent looking for the self-care needed to maximize your engagement in your family and your occupation, or if you're just looking to live the journey of life with intention, love, passion, work-life balance, and happiness, the Flow Podcast is for you. So starting September 18th on Saturdays at 9 a.m., join me for the Flow Podcast with Marcus Johnson. It's for the love of you. Streaming on all major platforms.
I am Donna D. Morning, Rest Leads the Revenue Podcast, and we have a special guest, Jonathan George. I'm going to continue with the questions. Now, the next one is, do you set boundaries to get the quality sleep you need to have the confidence and the energy to run your business?
1,000%. And that's the reason why, I said I would come onto the podcast today, is because your message about sleep is so important. It's so vital. And, you know, I'm about building personal brands. So part of understanding your personal brand is understanding boundaries, understanding your mental health, because if you don't have your mental health, your physical health in check, then you cannot show up fully and serve the people that are paying you. and you cannot be 100% with your family. And I'm truly a believer in mind, body, soul, and finances. If those four things are not in alignment, then you're out of alignment. And part of that mental health, part of the physical health is sleep and having a really strong routine. So you better believe I am all about it and making sure that people understand, what are your boundaries? What are you saying no to? How are you turning off your social media? How are you turning off work? How are you setting those boundaries so that you can be healthy and serve people to your fullest ability?
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for saying that. And that is the truth. And I hear it more and more now. So and to me, it's a mindset, you know, so it's not just that simple to say, I don't get enough sleep, or I'm going to just lay down and sleep. No, it's a process. And it's a system sometimes you have to put in place. You can't, there's some people can just lay down and go right to sleep. But, you know, sometimes you have to rest, you have to unwind, you know.
Yeah.
There's different things you need to do. So it's a process. And anything, think else, but it's good, you know, and you know, you do need sleep to have energy, to be productive, to be profitable, you know, to be healthy, to be, you know, to be wealthy. So all that's crucial. So I'm so glad to hear that that's something that you believe in. And boundary is really, that is really extremely important. So thank you for sharing that. Yes. Now, my next question is, does your passion and your why keep you up at night? And if so, what are like three tips you can share to manage your purpose and your passion?
You know, when I think when I was younger, that was really a driving force of understanding, you know, like, because I'd be thinking, creating, right? That's that passion of creating, constant creation. Now, when I go to sleep, when I lay down, I'm out, I'm out for it. I don't have a problem sleeping, but I write down all my to-dos. I make sure that I check my calendars to see what's going on in the morning before I go to bed, just to make sure. You know, and if there's, and I'm somebody that, like, I don't really like bringing work into my space. However, because it is my passion, it is who I am. If I can't create, then I'm dead. You know, I like to create. So sometimes when I'm laying in bed, I'm thinking about one of my clients and thinking about something, and something great will come down, and I'll just text it to myself, and it's there for me in the morning, and then I sleep so sound. So just knowing for myself how to, you know, get it out on paper, get it out to myself, get it written down, and then it frees my brain space, and then I feel great.
Oh my goodness, that is so wonderful to hear that. The simple things, you know, at times, you know, people, they can't go to sleep because they have this on their mind. It's so many ways to do that, and that is true because, you know, there's some people type it out, they text it out, they write out, they do a combination. It doesn't matter, but you have to get it out your mind. If not, it's going to, like, torment you, even if it's a good thing. But still, but that's great to hear that you do that. Oh, my goodness.
You know, one of the things that you're that just made me think about something, though, that I don't know that I've always been that way, and maybe one of the things when I was younger was that I think I overcomplicated my life. I was, you know, spending more money than what I had. I would overextend myself. There's a lot of things that I think that in my adult life that I learned was to simplify my life in a way that left me calm. So, you know, being completely debt free, making sure that there's money in the bank, spending, you know, way less than what I make. So that I'm not stressed about finances ever, you know what I mean? And I think there's just a lot of things that we do that we're not, we put ourselves, it's our own fault that we put ourselves in positions to be so stressed out. And, you know, because we have to have the newest and latest, and we have to keep up with the Joneses, and it's detrimental to our mental health, and we can't sleep. And so I think that is something that is, one of my biggest things, I think, in everything is just simplify. Keep it simple. And and I think that really has probably been one of the biggest ahas for me in life is having that simplification.
Great, great. Once again, thank you for staying with Rest Leads to Revenue Podcast. We'll be right back. Hello, this is Donetta D. Mooring. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is DonettaDMooring.com. Thank you for your support. Thank you for staying with our special guest, Jonathan George. Jonathan, I truly appreciate you so much, and I've learned so much. So I wasn't expecting that at all. I mean, I knew you, I know you're powerful because, you know, when we spoke and just your Clubhouse bio, but just speaking to you, I knew that. So I learned so much. So can you please share with the listening audience how we can contact you and support you?
So unleashyourrockstar.com is my website. You can also go to jonathangeorge.com. It all leads to the same. And on all social media, Jonathan George. If I'm not in yellow, then that means it's not me. It's a different Jonathan George's. There's a lot of famous Jonathan George's out there. It's crazy, but I'm going to be in yellow. That's my brand color. I love yellow. So you'll see the yellow there. But you know, join in. Also, I would love it if you go to the website. Sign up for my book. It's coming up. It's coming out this fall. It's called Unleash Your Rockstar, and it's personal branding in a digital age. And I'll be sending out free copies to that so people can go in there and sign there. And there's also some great freebies on my website about personal branding. So people can go on there. There's some great resource tools on there to get some great information for free.
Well, great. Thank you. If someone would like to discover, no problem. If someone would like to discover, learn, and support me, they can reach me at donetta10k.com, and that's spelled D-O-N-A-T-A. That's where you can find my website, all my podcast episodes, services I offer on sleep, health, fitness, and wellness, including all my social media platforms, and so much more. Once again, donetta10k.com. Remember, sleep heals.